Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for your listener questions. And we have a fresh show for you here in the feed, even though I'm still down at Walt Disney World here for about another 36 hours. We're not going to leave you without a podcast. So enjoy today's listener questions and follow me on the social media. Check out what I'm doing right now at Walt Disney World at BRGuestMike on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's a free way to support the show. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You allow us to put out this show 3 to 4 times every single week all around the world. And our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1931 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great week. I know I sure am. I've been at Walt Disney World here for the last week or so and heading home tomorrow. It's okay. You can't be sad that it's over. You got to be happy that it happened. And we got a lot of great surprises on this trip that 3 months ago I would have never expected. So you really can't complain about that. Of course, we're recording these shows early as we are out of the studio on vacation. But we'll be back next week with the live shows. We're live on Facebook and YouTube as we record them. And there'll be fresh shows, recorded just a couple of days ahead of time. But this one is out there just a bit. So we are going to have listener questions, but we're going to have more kind of evergreen questions that folks have that maybe aren't about the current events of the day. Now, Ricky and I had this discussion because a lot of times we speak things into existence. We have been remarkably good at that over the past 6 months. I mean, it's scary. Like, the men in black are going to show up and take me away. You know, like the CIA is going to come and, you know, ask me to, like, do you have a beautiful mind? No, not really. But it's weird how everything we say, I don't think it's going to happen. Boom, boom. 12 hours later, bam, Disney makes it happen. So who knows? So Ricky's here. She's from themouseforless.com. What is going on, Ricky?
You are absolutely correct. We have definitely spoken a fair number of things into existence. So, maybe we can do that some more moving forward. That would be nice, right? But it's always fun when you are down in Walt Disney World because I love following along with your trips. And I know everybody else loves following along too. So on behalf of me, selfishly, and all the listeners who also do it, thank you for sharing your vacations with us. We very much appreciate them on our socials.
So, I love it.
Thanks, Mike.
So I have this thing where, you know, I'm down here and we're there with, Emily's there. Of course, Mallory's there. She brought her friend Megan, who cheers with her. And so I found out that, I thought proper etiquette was like you're supposed to tag people in your photos on Instagram. Oh. Her big thing lately is like, don't tag me unless you have permission. So I didn't know that's a thing. So
I mean, yeah, I get tagged. It. You gotta make sure you got permission to tag. I get it.
Is that really the rule? I didn't know that was the rule. I thought it was kind of rude to not tag. But
I mean, not anymore because people don't want to be tagged and stuff. I'm just saying they don't want people finding them for certain reasons or another. So
I guess I tagged her on a picture when we were at the Cardinals game a couple of weeks back. You know, and she's like, "Don't tag me." I'm like, "You're it."
She lost it.
Just like the playground. Anyway, let's get to, as we're recording, this is pretty hot news. All of a sudden, we got some Run Disney news, but this has kind of died down at this point. But we know that registrations are coming up soon, and runners are losing sleep already. Yes, just like me. But here we go. This is a question from Sandy. She titles it, Run Disney Effect on Park Crowds. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Love the show. I'm thinking about an early January trip and wondering what the impact of marathon would be on the parks when the marathon happens in January of 2022. Thanks so much, Sandy. And I did kind of modify that because now we know. Gotcha. So, Ricky, what are your thoughts on folks that ask about going down? They're not runners, but they may be there over a Run Disney weekend.
So really, one of the main things that you will want to be aware of is it's a little bit harder transportation-wise to get to the parks, just because, you know, the roads are blocked off for a lot of time. So getting to the park early in the morning, you know, is a little more challenging. So maybe don't have that ADR in the morning at a theme park or something like that. Maybe make that ADR for the morning at your resort hotel or something like that.
The one you're staying at is the best.
Exactly. You know,
that's a great call.
If you're not at your resort hotel and you have other resort hotels that are nearby, maybe those.
Right.
But yeah, the only other option is like for those on the Skyliner or have Skyliner access relatively easy. You know, that might be an option too. Although, of course, that's new. Skyliner wasn't open for the last marathon, was it?
No.
So yeah, that's new. Interesting.
But here's the thing about Skyliner, though. Most of the races go off at Epcot. But the Skyliner drops you off at the International Gateway.
National Gateway.
And remember, here's the trick. We also didn't have this to think about for the last Run Disney event. I used to just walk through Epcot because I had an annual pass. But I would have to have a theme park reservation for that park to be able to go through Epcot.
Oh, yes.
Just traverse. Like, say I finished the race and I'm staying at Yacht Club. I would just walk through Epcot, grab a margarita in Mexico, and go to the Yacht Club and take my shower. I can't do that unless I have a theme park reservation for that day.
That is something to think about. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
That's why I'm here.
Way to go, Mike Rollman. That was smart. other than that, as far as, like, the impacts of the crowds in the theme parks, you know, Mike has talked about this over the past few years. Most of the runners, but you know, they are going back to their hotels relatively early so that they can go back to bed. So in the evenings, you know, the parks aren't necessarily very busy. You may have a swell of crowds in the afternoon once they get done running and they, you know, are showered and everything like that. You may have a small, you know, swell in the afternoons, but then it'll die down again for the evenings. The one thing, again, you may want to make sure you do is to make sure you book dining reservations. Because that is something that runners are definitely going to take advantage of is
absolutely.
Dining.
Absolutely. Runners run to eat, especially places that serve pizza and pasta. Good luck trying to get those ADRs.
Correct. So if you would like to dine, make sure you have ADRs unless you're okay with quick service. So
good tips. I will say, like, say you're going down over a race weekend. Mostly the theme parks are going to be fine. The runners are not going to really clog up the theme parks. Even I run Dopey over marathon. I go to the parks every day, but a lot of times the runners I've noticed pretty much and again, this is our group because we're a little bit different because we have such a tight group running squad. We just kind of hang out and enjoy the environment. Yeah. Do we ride Carousel Progress and the People Mover and move and, you know, go on Seven Dwarfs? Yeah, we do. But I wouldn't say it's going to deter you from, you know, getting on your favorite attraction at your favorite theme park. That's not going to bother you. The thing is, it's ADRs.
Yep.
And it's if you have some kind of, if you're averse to seeing short shorts and big calves. That's the only thing I can worry. You know, if that's a thing, not the weekend to go. I'm just saying.
That's true. And consider transportation in the morning. Those are the big things.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you get to see all these people walk around bling, bling all over the place. It's pretty impressive. All right, listener question from Tiffany in the inbox, and we're going to hop over to the live chat. We got some great questions over there. She's asking about the 90 days out fast passes. Here's what she says. Hoping to go to Walt Disney World for a 10-night trip in May of 22. I understand there are a lot of variables in place between now and then regarding what exactly visits to the parks will look like at that point, especially when it comes to what the fast pass system may look like. But I'm curious about something. I remember hearing pre-pandemic how those staying club level at Walt Disney World could purchase the perk of being able to select fast passes 90 days out. I believe it was like 50 person a day for a minimum of 3 days. I can't remember what it was, but there was a perk if you stay club level. You could buy three additional fast passes. She asked, do you believe that could return? If so, would I be able to do a split stay starting out with 3 nights at a club level room and then the rest of my vacation at a less expensive Walt Disney World resort? And be able to use that perk and schedule those 90 days out fast passes for any day during my entire 10-day trip, even while I'm not staying at the club level room. Hope this question makes sense. Thanks so much. Tiffany's in Jasper, Texas.
Nice.
I would say negative on that. I would say that because the club level perks are only going to be available to you at the club level hotel for those days.
Yes. So you would only be able to make the extra fast passes on the days you're staying at the club level resort.
Yeah, I would say that. Little. Again, we don't even know if Fastpass is coming back.
Absolutely.
You know, could have been announced by now. Again, this is one that I kind of shouldn't have touched because, but I'm Team Fastpass, so I took a flyer on it. You know, this is how I make the universe kind
of. So you're trying
work.
To make it happen, that's and right. I'm I mean, like, no, please don't make it happen. No,
see, you didn't even realize I'm using the podcast for good today. You know,
trying
to get it back. No. But I would assume that no matter what system comes back, because I think something will come back, whether it's a Max Pass modified system, free Fastpass system as it was, that this is something that they probably will bring back as well, because it affects a very, very small percentage of guests at the club level, and it's an income source, and that's really what Disney's trying to get.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, we look at what just happened recently with Disney announcing that there's going to be evening extra hours in the park, but only for deluxe and deluxe villa resort guests. So, you know, that's an interesting perk that didn't exist before. So it will be interesting to see if, you know, when Fastpass probably comes back, if they do something just for deluxe resort guests for that. It'll be interesting to see how everything shakes out in the future.
So. All right.
Karen. Or now, depending on if it's already
exactly.
come out.
Exactly. Who knows? Things change so fast. Like, I mean, I little behind the scenes of the podcast, we record it. I have to go in and edit it, and then I have to upload it to our host. And then it goes out to you guys magically on the right days at the right time. Guess what? Disney changes everything by the time that process happens. And I go as quick as I can. And this was a little bit early, but we'll see what happens. All right, Karen, one of my great guests over at the Magic for Less. Thank you so much for that support. Hey, do they sell for short-term luggage storage at Disney Springs? Considering visiting on the day we fly home, need Gideon's cookies and Earl of Sandwich. I would say Earl is a need. Gideon's is probably a want. But hey, who's to argue?
Wrong. Gideon's is a need.
I never knew that they did luggage storage at Disney Springs. Where do they do it? I've never heard of that.
I didn't know they did it either. Maybe guest services? Because there is that guest services building they have.
Right, but I've never seen anybody rolling with bags.
I haven't either.
Because I would totally take a picture of that.
I have no clue. I am sorry.
But what I would say is they do that at your hotel. Even if you're checked out, just leave them with Bell Services. Yeah, you have to go back to your hotel, but you can just drop them at Bell Services, go to Disney Springs, come back to your hotel, and take your bags and go.
Yeah, that would be the other. That would be the main option that I would think you would be able to do. For sure.
All right, here's one for Ricky. I'm going to put it on the tee. Here we go. It's another Karen again. Karen's getting a two for today. We love Karen. All right, she says, love the show. That's exactly how you get your question right on the show twice. Any tips for first time visitors to Universal Studios? Sons are big Harry Potter. Fans,
yes, okay. That's
I think I've heard of him. Have Express Pass because we're staying at Royal Pacific. Also, we'll be at Cabana Bay. So excited for the 50s era setting and toiletries. Yes, you'll.
That's
be.
Awesome.
I have so much of this stuff from when I stayed down for the training. When we went down in 2018, I have Zest and VO5 all like stored up as like little fun things. They were the best.
That's
best
awesome.
Toiletries in the history of hotels. Yes, and Cabana Bay is awesome. I loved, I could have lived at Cabana Bay. It's so cool. Okay,
that's
so
awesome.
Give some tips.
All right, well, Karen also follows up too, I can see. She says that her son loves Harry Potter but hates thrill rides, and is it possible to see a lot of the queues without having to ride? He doesn't want to reach a point of no return. So I wanted to tie that all into this. Cool. So, the good news is as far as the Harry Potter attractions are concerned, they do have chicken exits basically for all of them so that you can see the rides without, or the queues without having to ride the attractions. So that's a good news. They have it for Escape from Gringotts and Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. So they have it for both of those. You'll definitely want to ride the train, which is awesome. Make sure you have the park-to-park ticket so that way you can go back and forth on the train.
I rode the train. It was fun.
Yes. It's amazing.
I didn't know what was going on, but that train was fun. All of a sudden, I was somewhere else. I was in another theme park.
You were, exactly. So that's good. Universal does have a fair number of thrill attractions, but like I said, they are very cognizant of the fact that, you know, people like to experience the queues, and so they will let you, you know, go through them without, you know, having to ride them for the most part. I mean, I can't really think of any queue that it's not possible to do that.
You know what I did when I was down there, because I had a headache that day. Imagine that. I've kind of got my migraine medicine is doing better, so I'm doing better with that. But there were a couple attractions that everybody was going to do. Ben's in our live chat with us. He was there. He was my roommate at Cabana Bay, by the way, and he got zero zest and zero VO5 because
Mike stole it all. Yeah, it's
fine. Just saying, it bends here. Back to focus. Okay, so I didn't want to ride, I think, Spider-Man. I didn't want to ride. Yeah. Somebody said Jimmy Fallon was going to mess me up. Everybody was giving me advice, like, don't do these things. They're going to mess you up. So they, at Universal, they have these, they're called family rooms or something. Yes. They're like little, so I got to see most of the queue and stuff and all the theming, but I kind of stopped and waited in the family room for the rest of the crew and then just met them on the way out.
Correct. And that's kind of one of the nice things that Universal has that's a little bit better than Disney, is they actually have specific rooms for guests with little ones to go wait in. They're air conditioned. They have televisions. Yeah. They have, I went into the one for the VelociCoaster. They have like seating. They had a water fountain. So they have lots of things for guests who need to utilize these family rooms. And they're amazing. So they have them at just about every attraction that pretty much has a thrill element to it. But other tips, you definitely, right now I think that they are, especially for CityWalk, requiring dining reservations. So you definitely want to make sure you make those. I know there's a phone number to call. I don't know it offhand. I'm sorry. Also, as far as dining, you definitely want to go to Toothsome. You want to get the giant milkshakes. Oh, they are amazing. Yes, telling you.
Have a partner to help you eat it, because I did it all.
Absolutely.
I had the one with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I finished the whole dang thing. I thought I was going to die that night.
100%. Yes. It's so good. E.T. is a sleeper hit.
Best attraction in both theme parks.
It's such a trip.
Awesome. I went there just to ride E.T. I want a shirt that says I came here just for E.T. because that was what I went, because I was doing training for the travel agency and I was there for E.T. It was awesome.
Yes, it's so much fun, but it is such a trippy ride. So just a warning, your son will get off it and go, what did I just experience? So just a heads up. but it's so much fun. Other attractions, now she says thrills. I don't know if things like Jimmy Fallon or The Simpsons or things like that would be considered thrills for you. But those are a lot of fun because they do, you know, they are seats and they move. Same thing goes for Despicable Me, which is a lot of fun as well. Shrek, I can take or leave, which usually I leave. So just a heads up, don't go see Shrek. it's really not that good.
Donkey!
Yeah, exactly. They have so many great food items at Universal. Of course, you want to experience butterbeer. They have 6 different kinds of butterbeer in the Harry Potter world, so you definitely want to experience of them.
Is her child 21? Because we got to make sure it's all legal.
Doesn't matter. You can drink it. Hot butterbeer is my favorite, and they now have hot butterbeer all the time, which makes me so happy. I'm going in this month, and I can guarantee you I'm getting hot butter beer, and it's going to be so hot. It's July, but I'm still getting butter beer hot version. So I'm excited about that. They have just some great, great snacks all over the park. If you want to do the wand experience in Harry Potter 2, definitely need to sign up for that as well. I think sometimes they have a sign up thing. Sometimes it's just a standby queue. So you want to make sure that you check with a team member to figure out how you can experience that. But it's a really, really cool experience. So, yeah. Also, I'm not sure if they're allowing only guests who are purchasing wands to go in right now or not. So you will have to ask them about that. I know that they were kind of doing it that way for a while with COVID. So, not sure.
All right, back to Disney. Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Have a great time, Karen. Okay. So,
yes.
Let's get to Laura here in the live chat. She says, I'm planning a big December trip. Nice. I will turn the big 4-0 while there. You know what I call people that are turning the big 4-0? Kids at this point. It's so sad. Because I feel like I'm 22. I think I am 22. I think my birth certificate's wrong at this point. But anyway.
Right? Same.
She's turning the big 4-0 while she's there. And her twins will be turning 9 as well while they're there. And I hear they're both turning there around the same time.
Yeah. Right? Funny how that happens.
I also have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. God bless you. That's a lot. That's 4 kids under 10. I have a reservation at Beach Club right now. Would you keep that or change to Boardwalk, Polynesian, Caribbean Beach, or Fort Wilderness Cabin? I cannot decide, although availability is limited now, and change my mind every 5 minutes, it seems like. Okay, so this is just going to be a general thing, right?
Yes.
We always think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Like, we, if you're like me, I always second guess the resort I pick for vacation. Like, you know, if I pick Caribbean Beach, I'm like, well, Coronado's got the tower. But then if I stay at Coronado, I'm like, well, Caribbean Beach has a Skyliner. You know, and if I'm at Pop Century, I'm like, well, I do like Pop, so I really don't say well with that one. But, you know, there's always, like, if I stay at Yacht, I'm like, well, should I stay at Beach? Or should I be across the way over at Boardwalk? Because I really like Boardwalk. Here's the thing. You're at Beach Club. So think about what you have going on with the Beach Club. You have Stormalong Bay. Perfect for your kids. Best. It's a mini theme.
Best
it's a mini
ages.
Water park. Right yeah, there, it's a great age. You're going to love the flying jib slide. Great dining. You got beaches and cream.
Yes.
You've got
Cape May with their family style meal. Yes,
You've got the whole Crescent Lake area. It's an easy walk all the way around Crescent Lake. So you got everything on the boardwalk as far as dining. You got the ice cream joint. You got the pizza window. You got Trattoria Al Forno. Hopefully ESPN will be open by then.
Hey, we might have spoke that into existence. You also do have access to the Skyliner because it's not that far away.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to go that route, you can do that. Or you can take the boat, which everybody loves a boat, so that's good too. And you're a quick walk to Epcot, so.
And the studios. I mean, you're really close to
studios.
You can walk to two parks. You can be there in 10 minutes or less.
Yes.
You know, Boardwalk is pretty much the same offerings, I think, as Beach and Yacht.
I
consider them all the
same.
Beach and Yacht have a little bit better pool, most people think. Now, the Polynesian, that's an interesting one because that depends if you're spending most of your time at the Magic Kingdom because it does give you proximity to the Magic Kingdom. However, you're sacrificing proximity to three other parks by going on the monorail loop, which is you got to decide where you're going to be. Caribbean Beach, good choice. You could save a little money there, but Beach Club's going to be a superior experience because it's a deluxe. And, you know, you'll have the opportunity for some additional perks now that Disney has announced those things. Now, the Fort Wilderness Cabin, I think the kids would really get a huge kick out of that. But you got to remember, with that very unique experience, you're taking yourself out of kind of the resort experience, right? You're not going to have a food court. You're not going to have the thematic swimming pool like you're going to get at Beach Club. So Fort Wilderness is interesting. I think you would have a great time, but it's going to be a very different experience than a Boardwalk, a Beach Club, a Caribbean Beach, you know, and the other ones that you mentioned. So I would stick with it. I mean, I think you're going to have an awesome time. I mean, if it was me, I'd go Beach.
I agree. I would stay with Beach. I think it's a great choice. It's one of my favorites. I have not stayed there. It is on my bucket list, but the resort itself is seriously one of my favorite. Like, even though I've never stayed at the Beach Club, it feels like home to me, which is a weird thing. I've never stayed there, but it still has this homey feel that I love. So I would absolutely stay with Beach. I think that's such a great choice for your family.
Don't second guess yourself. Next time I'll try something different, you know, but don't keep worrying that you're not in a good spot because then you won't enjoy what you've got. Right now you have a great place to turn the big 4-0 and it's going to be epic.
Yes.
I mean, you really can't beat it. Paul, one of my great friends that we email back and forth, listener of the show, and he has email is Ice Cream. Boom.
Right. Hey. To the top.
He says, Mike, hope you're doing well and had a great vacation. He says, love the Ice Cream show from a couple weeks back. Never to correct you, but don't miss some good spots. Epcot has another location in the African Outpost, if it's open. Also, to me, the best soft serve in Epcot used to be the little building just to the side of where the Epcot Christmas tree is when it's there on the Canada side. So he was mentioning that there's soft serve in... Oh, I think he might be thinking of the old refreshment
port. I think he's thinking of the refreshment port, but I don't know if they have ice cream right now. Their menu changes a lot.
They used to have, back in the day, they had really good McDonald's fries at that place.
They did. yes, they did. And the hold on. I am pulling up the menu. I like how on Google, the refreshment port has a picture of Rose and Crown, which is not correct.
I mean, at least it's on the right. It's in World Showcase.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But way to go, Google. As someone who has to deal with Google on a daily basis, I feel their pain.
Okay, while you're looking that up, let me read the second paragraph. He says,
I have it pulled up. So right now, okay, mostly they have poutine, but they do have soft serve waffle cones. So just throwing that out there. They do have soft serve waffle cones there.
And I apologize, Riley the Superdog really is a big fan of poutine, and you said the word and it got her all excited.
I'm just glad that it wasn't my dog, so we're all good to go.
Well, I think I heard your cat first, and then I think maybe somehow through my headphones she heard your cat, and then poutine just threw. I think my dog's a little Canadian. I'm not sure.
Probably. Yeah, exactly.
It's like poutine. You know, golden doodles are like crazy as they are. Just, they'll mention poutine, man. I mean, you know, Canadians. Hey, I'm not even talking dogs. Somebody's Canadian, you mention poutine. They're just like, wah! I mean, yeah. You guys win, right? You got French fries or gravy on them. I mean, shoot, I'll do a backflip for that.
I've had traditional Canadian poutine in Quebec. It's amazing. Don't get me wrong. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I do apologize for her speaking up like that. He says, however, the best vanilla soft serve, in my family's opinion, on properties at Animal Kingdom. Oh. We love our ice cream, too, and are pretty picky. Someone told me once that Walt Disney World uses the same soft serve mix on all of the property. I don't believe it, he says. This is sweeter and creamier than any vanilla I've ever had anywhere. It's in a little truck in Asia between Everest and the restrooms. They serve it in a waffle cone. And he says he wish he had one right now. I know exactly where he's talking about.
I know exactly what he's talking about. Yes, I have had that ice cream before.
I've not had that.
So a couple of years ago, it was back when the Lion King came back out again. They had a special bug ice cream. It wasn't like actual bugs. It was like a white chocolate.
Remember when they used to have like the turds?
Yes, of course I remember the turds. That was amazing.
We need to do a show about stuff that I cannot, like, it's like a fever dream. Like, yes, they did actually serve a candy that looked, or, you know, little pieces of candy that looked like animal turds.
I'm so mad they don't have
that. How did that ever get through? Okay, anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like, was that a fever dream? I'm not sure.
No, it was not a fever dream. Anandapur ice cream truck is there, and it is there all the time, and they do have soft serve waffle cones in vanilla, chocolate, or twist. They also have floats. And they have, again, like I said, they tend to have a specialty ice cream option. When I was there, it was, like I said, the bug one. But right now, and this will probably, you know, this changes periodically, but right now they have the Mighty Mist soft serve ice cream, which is strawberry and vanilla in a blue tinted white chocolate waffle cone. I'm all in on this, by the way.
That
it's totally
quite patriotic.
Red, white, and blue. Very patriotic. I'm in on this. Let's go to Anandapur ice cream truck. It's a really pretty truck too. Like it's gorgeous. The paint job that they have on this is stunning. So, and I am certain that it tells a story because I can guarantee that it does. I just don't know what the story it is that it's telling. So
interesting. I need to get some of that because I'm all about the ice cream. So
yeah. I will say, like, every time I stop by that truck to get ice cream, it always melts super quickly because it is like more of a soft serve type ice cream, and you're out in the middle of Animal Kingdom and it's hot. You know, it's definitely Animal Kingdom hot. And so that ice cream just melts all over my hand as quick as I get it. So just a heads up, it is a very messy ice cream cone that you're going to get.
Can we tell you a little insider story that's kind of gross?
Probably, but okay.
Picture it. Sicily.
No.
That was Golden Girls.
That's Golden Girls, yeah.
So I can't believe I remember that. Because I used to watch that at my grandparents' house when I was like,
eight. I'm impressed.
So anyway, no, picture it. Remember back when they had the Awaken Summer promotion that one year?
Yes.
And it was like, I think it was 2016. I think.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what year it was. That was when they introduced like the nighttime safari and they had Harambe Nights. Harambe Nights was a big thing. Well, I got to go down for a media thing and we had dinner in Harambe. And no kidding, it was just killer. Like, it's so much good food. Just all of Harambe was just like set up with all these foods. So I can't help myself. It's all free food on Disney. I'm like, I'm getting back my money for all these times I've had to overpay for all these meals. So I ate so much. I was like, oh, it's so good. So good. So good. Ate. Then we had to watch. We had to. Then they showed the very first showing of Rivers of Light. So we had to make our way over to the Rivers of Light thing. Well, outside the Rivers of Light arena, they had just big freezers full of Mickey bars and Mickey ice cream sandwiches. You could take as many as you wanted. It did not matter. You know,
That's awesome.
Everybody else is like, oh, they come to these things all the time, right? Because they all live in Florida. You know, it's like Lou's been to 1,000 of these. Like, I'm like, dude, I'm going to never get to one again, so I'm taking advantage. So I ate so many Mickey bars after I ate like ribs and like chicken and these weird African foods I've never had in my life, but they tasted so good. My stomach was like, raw, raw. And then I'd dump in like five, you know, and you know how it is in Animal Kingdom in like, you know, May.
Yes.
It was smoking hot and humid, and then we're sitting in that theater. Oh, and I was right behind Joe Rohde, and I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna hurl. I've had so many. I'm right behind Joe Rohde. So I still get, like, when you mention ice cream in that general area, that makes me a little queasy. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
I might try it.
That's too funny.
Oh, that's too funny.
Well, you know, speaking of that media event, if you were ever curious of seeing what the original, like, the Rivers of Light was like. Because I think it changed after you saw that media event.
I don't think.
Oh, did you see the? Yeah. You have the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have it because you did that. We have it on the mouse for less.
Yeah.
In our YouTube channel. So if you ever really want to see it, just search for Rivers of Light, and you can see the media event version of Rivers of Light. Yeah.
Yeah, because they showed it that night, and then they did not open it for over 6 months.
Correct.
So something happened. Joe was not happy.
I think they changed it after that. So yeah, if you want to see, like, the original version, we have it.
And I'm pretty sure that I kept going, like, from, like, the show to, like, there's Joe Rohde. Back to the show.
Joe Rohde again.
There's his earring. It was pretty cool. I was pretty impressed. Okay. Next question. Football in Disney. Okay. You put ice cream in the title. You go to the top. Football in Disney. You're right there too. It's from Allison. She says, "Dear Mike, Ricky, and Pam, first, let me start by saying I love your podcast and been listening religiously since I discovered it a few years back. It brings much needed joy to my day and is filled with great tips and tricks to use when planning my upcoming trips. Thanks for doing what you do." Well, thank you so much for the kind
words.
Thank
you.
And tip of the day, don't eat 5 Mickey bars at Animal Kingdom in the heat of the summer. It's rough.
Right. It's a bad idea.
After just all you can eat food in Harambe, it was insane. Especially if
you have a bad idea.
Anyway, here's a question. She says, "I have a bit of an odd question. I have an odd co-host, so we're
So we're right there.
All right, here we go.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll be at Disney the week of September 12th, which happens to also be week one of the NFL season. I plan on doing a park that day on that Sunday, but my husband requested that during our midday break, we stop to watch the Jets game. I'm fine with that, but was wondering if you knew of anywhere on property that would carry NFL Sunday ticket. ESPN Zone seems like the obvious answer, but just wanted to see if anyone may know or can suggest a place that would be a great place to catch the game. They are playing Carolina, so I thought that maybe there would be an off chance it would be a local game, but I don't want to bank on that. I know it's crazy that I would pause my day to watch a football game." I've done that so many times.
College football, I've done that.
It's just, I don't mind. I'm a huge football fan. I went to Penn State. But my husband is a diehard Jets fan, for better or worse. He's had a rough time. I'm not even going to go there because, you know, Mizzou's not the greatest sometimes. And the least I can do, since he agreed to let me plan a Disney trip, is watch the game. Thanks for your help, Allison. Okay, so I have one kind of sleeper pick that might have Sunday tickets.
I have two, so I hope that you don't have one of mine, but
Rick's.
We'll see. No, okay. That was not mine.
Rick's over at Coronado.
Is it open?
Yes, it's open now. So Rick's, it's right there across from El Mercado del Coronado, which is like the food court area. It's not the little, there's Cafe Rick's is like the little grab and go place, but around the corner is the actual restaurant. It's Rick's, R-A-X. And they typically always have sports on. And I would assume that they would have Sunday ticket, but I mean, I might check before that day if it's like mission critical. But they typically do have sports on, all kinds of different sports on all kinds of different TVs. But you're right. ESPN Zone is probably your favorite go-to on this.
But it's not open.
Well, I'm saying I hope it is open by September 12th. It may not be.
Exactly.
I mean, who knows? But yeah, I would say, you know, Rick's is a good kind of sleeper place. ESPN would be better because, I mean, think about the Jets fans. There's Jets fans everywhere. You could all cry together. You know, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Rick's is definitely a good choice. It does have sports bar in the name, so that's definitely a good option. I have two.
It does have sports bar in the name. You're right. That helps.
Yeah, it does. It's totally Rick's sports bar. But my two, I'm going to go with my first one, which I am almost certain they will have the game on, and that is City Works. It is at Disney Springs.
Good call.
Yes. Thank you. They have gigantic TVs there. So I can probably guarantee that they will have the game. And if they don't have it on, all you have to do is ask and they will very much likely put it on. Like I said, they have a ton of TVs. So the chances of them being able to put it on at least one TV for you would be very, very likely. The other option, and this is kind of a option I'm not entirely sure of, but think that you have a good shot at it. And that would be at Splitsville. I think that they have some TVs as well. There. And again, if the game is not on, they would probably be very likely to put it on for you if you ask. So those are my two options. Both are at Disney Springs, so you will have to go to Disney Springs for mine. But
that's a good idea. Yeah, that's those are both. Yeah, I would say you had a really good chance of seeing it. One of those places.
You know, I feel like because recently, you know, Disney Springs has included some other options. I feel like the number of places where you can go to watch a game have definitely increased. I mean, before all we really had was, ESPN, and then, you know, a few lounges at the resorts, and that was pretty much it. So it's nice to see that there are some real solid options at Disney Springs for you to choose from now.
So. All right. Well, let's get to the last question of the day, and it is titled Buffet Turned Family Style Meals, and it is from Christina. Says, hey, Mike, I was wondering if you and the team could help with two questions that I have. I saw that as more and more restaurants start opening up at Walt Disney World, some of the places that used to offer buffet now have started offering family style meals instead. This is great, but sadly, we suffer from VPES, very picky eater syndrome, in our family. I'm going to start using that, VPES. Yes. I wonder if you guys know if Disney's still going to be able to accommodate kids that just want to eat grilled cheese, mac and cheese, pizza, etc., or if it's going to be you get what you get and don't get upset situation with these family style meals. Let's stop there. They do bring out, you know, bowls and platters and all kinds of stuff. And you just, you know, if you run out, you can ask for more. But I would assume, Ricky, and we've had these in place here now for a few months, that if you want to get a grilled cheese, will they make you a grilled cheese as a kid?
I would assume that they would. I mean, Disney chefs are very, very good about helping to assist families who have, you know, special dietary needs. And in this instance, I would kind of consider that to be a special dietary need if you have a very picky child. So I would absolutely assume that they can more than likely make something that's, you know, a staple for menus like a chicken nugget or, you know, a grilled cheese or maybe a pizza, you know, like a cheese pizza or something like that. So it's really simple stuff. I feel like they would easily be able to make. So, yeah, I think you're fine. You just probably have to ask when you get to the restaurant.
And she has her second question on a similar note. If there is a restaurant that my husband and I really would love to eat at, but we don't see any offerings on their menu that my VPES kids would be willing to try, should we just forget about the restaurant, or do the restaurants maybe come across this sort of situation often? Please say it's not just my kids. It's not, because mine are too.
It's not. Mike's kids older. Are so picky.
And have some Disney magic in the kitchen that allows them to produce a peanut butter and jelly or chicken fingers.
Oh, gosh,
even
yes.
Though it's not specifically listed on the menu. She's specifically looking at Topolino's Terrace and feeling sad at the prospect of missing out on it during our next Riviera stay. Love the podcast. And my husband and I just became a Patreon member. Thank you so much. And Christina, I appreciate that so very much. Yeah, I would say, and the thing is, if you're staying at the Riv, if you really want to make, I mean, I would make the ADR, right?
Yes.
Then when you check in, like sometime before 24 hours prior to the actual meal, just swing by the restaurant and say, we're staying at the Riviera. We're super excited about eating here. You know, my kids are picky. What are the chances we can get some chicken nuggets or something like
right.
that? You know,
I mean, goodness knows. She said, you know, peanut butter and jelly, you know, if they have to, I mean, since it is, you know, Topolino's Terrace, they can easily probably run downstairs and grab, you know, a Uncrustable or something like that right. from, you know, the Prima Piatta, you know, get that ready for you or whatever, you know, it would be very relatively easy for them, I think, to be able to do that. So, yeah, I think you're going to be fine, but I agree with Mike. Just, you know, go, you know, 24 hours or so before, so you can still cancel. You're in the cancellation window and make your, and just ask. And you know, that this happens all the time. You are definitely not the only picky eater, you know, family of picky eaters. So, this is certainly something that Disney is used to.
And you know what, worst case here's what you could do at the Riviera. It's a DVC resort, right? So they're going to have the groceries in the gift That's shop. True. So you could buy a loaf of bread and some peanut butter and jelly, or, you know, they have kind of easy to make meals. And especially if you're in a one bedroom or greater that has a little kitchenette, you know, just fire up something for the kids to eat before you go.
That's a valid point too.
Some mac and cheese you can make it right there. Yeah, so that might be it. Do you gotta be creative if you want to have those good meals and you gotta pick eaters, man. But you can make it happen. I have a feeling. So enjoy that meal and let us know how it goes. All right. Well, hey, that's gonna do it for today's show. Thank you so much for hanging with us. You got a question? Yeah, I bet you do. Send it to mike@brguestpodcast.com or join us when we record these shows, usually around 5:45 Eastern on Mondays. You can join us on Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest Podcast, and we'll be there. And of course, don't forget, the Magic for Less Travel makes all this happen. Check out themagicforless.com for all of your Disney trip planning needs, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. We promise to take great care of you and get you the best deal possible. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please keep using our Amazon affiliate link. It's very simple, free way to support the show. Just click through the link, beourguestpodcast.com, and shop away. And again, thank you to our patrons. We appreciate you so very much. You allow us to put the show on every week and put it out all over the world. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest a bonus podcast every Thursday. So check out all the details over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give Ricky a follow on the social media at Ricky Nibs. I'm at BeOurGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. And we got BeOurGuestPod as well to get all the podcast stuff. So you can kind of follow all those accounts to kind of keep up with what's going on. Of course, I am still at Walt Disney World for another 24 hours or so. You can see all of my stuff happening in real time. Again, at BeOurGuestMike. Instagram is the best place to check that out. And Twitter. And we'll have live shows coming up here soon on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Finally, one last thing. Surprise me for my flight home. We need iTunes reviews. We've been around for over 13 years. Some of these start to time out, I think, after a decade. I don't know. Most podcasts don't have to deal with this. They're not around a decade.
No, that's true. Yeah.
But if you wouldn't mind, swing through wherever you download your show. If it's Apple Podcasts, that'd be awesome. Just leave a few words, if you don't mind, a rating. That'd be great. If you've done it in the past, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years. I know some of you guys have been here with us that long, and you did review us way back then, and I appreciate it. But if you wouldn't mind, we'd sure appreciate an iTunes review or Apple Podcast review. When you get a few minutes, but no big deal. All right, we are going to get out of here, but we'll be back again on Friday. Scott's joining me, and we talk a little Run Disney race weekend memories. It's not all about running. It's about crazy stuff we did in the parks, playing golf. But when we've gotten together with friends down at Walt Disney World, just because we're down there for race weekends, and they go so quickly. It's not like a vacation on a race weekend. Time just goes... Phew. But we've done some cool stuff outside of the races, and we talk about that on Friday's show. All right, we'll be back again then. So until then, you all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.